Vanderbilt law professor and economist Margaret Blair says there is an alarming trend among large corporations and other employers that's shifting more financial risk onto their employees.
They're bearing more retirement risk through their employers because employers have been shifting from defined benefit plans to defined contribution plans. Even our defined benefit plans that exist are way underfunded, and so employees are bearing a lot of what I call stealth risk.
That's why Blair contends that low and middle class workers do not need the extra risk offered in the president's proposal for private accounts in Social Security.
He would take part of the money away from what's now being made available to protect people, and he would put it in these private accounts. People like to think it's great because they will then own something, but ownership implies risk as well as reward, and in fact, it's kind of a crapshoot whether you end up being one of the ones who have savings left over to leave to your children or whether you end up being one of the ones whose savings runs out before you die.
Blair agrees there do need to be some reforms.
I think a very gradual increase in the age at which one is eligible, an increase at a little bit faster rate in the maximum amount of earnings from which one must contribute Social Security, and perhaps a modest adjustment in the measure of inflation that we're using to adjust the projected earnings. Each of those could be tweaked, and by the year 2050, most of the deficit that we're talking about would be gone.
I'm Marie Dear Owens, and that's Vanderbilt.